The Lord be with you. If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning to everybody and a very warm welcome to our service on this, the 13th Sunday after Trinity. And a special word of welcome to all who are joining us now on the live stream. And also a warm welcome to those later on who will be joining us via the telephone line, as well as everybody who's here in the building with us. Today in our service, we're going to be thinking about the impact of having Jesus as part of our lives can make to us, as well as to those around us. And our service today is the service of Holy Communion. And when it comes to the time for receiving communion, it will be brought down to you in your seat. And the current guidance is that we don't receive Holy Communion in both kinds. Only the celebrant receives communion in both kinds. So we will be receiving Holy Communion in the form of bread as we receive the Lord's presence into our lives in that special sacramental way. So if you would just stay in your seat, I will come to you in compliance with the current guidelines so we're not all crossing and passing each other. If you're here for the first time, welcome back. And can I just remind you to ensure that your name and your telephone number has been recorded by our stewards on the way in. That's really important to us for traceability purposes. And a couple of strange things when we come back to church is that we don't have the collection in the normal way, but there is a basket at the back of the church if you wish to make an offering. And you don't give electronically. That's the mechanism by which we're doing that at the moment. And the other strange thing is that we don't sing at the present time. We're not allowed to do so. But we would ask you, please, to reflect on the words of our hymns as they will appear on the screen as our hymns are playing as part of our service. There's a couple of notices for the week that is to come. Wednesday evening is Alpha evening. We started our Alpha course online over Zoom last Wednesday. We had a great experience for our first evening. And if you'd like to be part of that course, maybe it's a time when many of us have questions about life and its meaning and its purpose. There's a great opportunity to explore those questions through our Alpha course. And if you'd like to join us, just email Zoom to St. Finian at btconnect.com and you'll be sent your link to the Zoom call and also to the video that we will be watching as part of our Alpha course. That's also the mechanism if you'd like to participate in our weekly prayer meeting, which happens on Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock for about 35 minutes. If you just again send an email Zoom to St. Finian at btconnect.com and you'll be sent that link to participate in our weekly prayer meeting. Our services next Sunday are 11 o'clock morning prayer and at 7 p.m. the service of evening prayer. Our opening hymn today reminds us about the joy it is to be forgiven people. And so as we come to gather around the Lord's table today, we hear the hymn, "I Come With Joy, a Child of God."
Thank you.
And so we pray together using the words that you'll see on the screen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we respond to God's words of forgiveness to us as we hear the canticle Gloria, Gloria.
We worship you.
our special collect prayer for the 13th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you are in Christ, reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The epistle is written in the letter of St. Paul to the Romans in the 13th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Here ends our epistle. The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, in the 18th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you've won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them." This is the Gospel of the Lord. We stand together to affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation,
He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our next hymn today is a hymn that invites the Lord to speak to our hearts as we prepare to hear his word. We listen to hear the hymn, "Speak, O Lord." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. spare a thought, if you will, today for department stores and retailers who would normally at this time of the year be trying to convince us of how much better our lives might be if we came to our senses and we wore their autumn collections. With fewer people in shops because of the pandemic, at the present time, many retailers are trying Facebook marketing, or they're even sending out catalogues to persuade us to purchase their wares. Now, it's more years than I care to remember since I was a student reader in a parish in Dublin. And coming out of church one Sunday morning, I was nobbled by the rector's wife, who told me that she wanted a word. In the spring, she told me, the Mothers' Union are hosting a fashion show, and we want you to model the young men's clothes along with someone else. And I think she could see the absolute panic in my eyes, because fashion and myself were and are a real contradiction in terms. But she was the sort of lady who didn't take no for an answer. And it was, I have to say, a great source of amusement to my colleagues in the theological college, because I never dressed up for anything. And so it came to be that I had to attend a number of sessions with the other participants, with a choreographer, no less, to learn how to walk down the catwalk and to show these clothes off to their best effect. I've since told my wife that she married a male model, but she doesn't seem to believe me. But it made me realize that God must have an incredible sense of humor, because it would be hard to imagine a less likely candidate for such an experience than me. But remembering all of this got me thinking about a little line that appears at the end of our epistle reading this morning, where we're told that as Christians, we are to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as St. Paul was writing to the Romans, he was talking a lot about our character and our conduct. And those are the things which really shine through even more than what we might wear on the exterior. And I get this sense from our epistle reading this morning that St. Paul is asking all of us to take a look at our interior life. And he's not so concerned as we might be today about the labels that we wear or the sort of shops that we go to. But what St. Paul is interested in, and the Lord is interested in, is our hearts and what sort of people that we really are. And so the question today is, what might all of this mean for us to clothe ourselves with Jesus Christ? What might that look like to those who see us and deal with us in our everyday lives? Well, when we read that epistle reading this morning, I think first of all we're called to be people of love. But to be a person of love it's much more than a bland niceness to other people. It's actually also about how we respond when people are in opposition to us or they disagree with us. And it's about our willingness, or lack of it, to treat all people as equals and to give them our time, even when there's nothing in it for us. As a curate, I had the experience one time of being invited by my friend, the local Roman Catholic curate, to a debate in a big Protestant church in Belfast between a leading evangelical theologian and a Roman Catholic priest. And I wrote about this experience in one of my blogs during the summer. But at that event, the evangelical theologian went first.
And he made a very gracious and learned explanation of his religious beliefs. But then as the Roman Catholic priest began his paper, some of the audience began to heckle and to challenge him. And the atmosphere at this meeting became extremely unpleasant until eventually the priest stopped speaking. And he looked out at this big church hall full of people, and he said, "If you don't believe that I am a Christian," and he says, "it seems that there are many here today who don't," he said, "you'll discover when you go home and you read your Bible that whether I am a Christian or not, you still have a responsibility to love me. And sadly, I haven't experienced that here today." And he closed his notes and he sat down. And I remember in the total silence afterwards, my own heart rejoiced at this incredible response to hostility and bad manners. Because I believed that I had just witnessed someone who had indeed clothed themselves with Christ. He didn't shout back at his critics, but he merely pointed out, using the Bible, how far short of Christ-like behavior they had fallen. And he responded graciously and in love in such a way that it completely silenced his critics. So to clothe ourselves with Christ means to clothe ourselves with love. But it also has to do with the way that we deal with difference. And in our gospel reading this morning from Matthew's gospel, we get some really important and helpful principles about doing this. One of the things that I hate most in life is conflict. Absolutely dread conflict. And yet this passage in Matthew's gospel tells us that if you have a grievance with someone, go and tell them about that. And that sounds incredibly simple, doesn't it, to go and tell them about it. And yet, it's so difficult. It's incredibly hard, I find, to go to someone and to say that what you did really hurt me, and I feel it was wrong. And so maybe we write them a letter which could be misinterpreted, or maybe we simply brood on what they've done to us and we become increasingly bitter about the whole thing. Jesus encourages us to go and speak to the other person about it. And if you fail to find satisfaction in such a meeting, he suggests to bring a couple of other people with you, not to intimidate the other person, but to allow both of you to have your say. And sometimes we discover in such a discussion that it's actually we who have the problem and not the other person. And then we need to go away and to repent. But having other people there makes us really think about our grievances and we wonder if it is such a big deal after all, as we've been making it. And involving the church in these personal disputes introduces, Jesus suggests, an atmosphere of Christian prayer and Christian love and Christian fellowship so that those breakdowns in personal relationships might be able to be put right. And so it is incredibly challenging stuff, isn't it? To take the Bible seriously and to do all in our power to clothe ourselves with Christ. I might have felt pretty scared, I have to say, wandering down a catwalk a few times all those years ago, But to be honest, it's not half as hard as taking this challenge to clothe myself with Christ seriously. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese, and for David, our bishop. We pray too for George, consecrated Bishop of Connor, during this past week. And today we want to pray for the church as it continues to reach out online through services and events. And we pray that our worship would open people's hearts and lives to an encounter with the living God. And so we continue to pray today for our Alpha Course, asking that it would bless all who are taking part. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world. And today we pray for the island of Ireland, north and south, as cases of COVID-19 have risen and increased on both sides of the border in recent days and weeks. We pray for all our medical officers, and we pray for people to be vigilant and compliant in following all the guidelines. And we ask for your healing and protection on those currently affected by the virus and those taking care of them. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. We pray today for all who find it hard to forgive and to believe that forgiveness is possible after the hurts that they've experienced. We pray for all victims of domestic violence and betrayal of trust, and we ask that they would receive the help, support, and confidence they need in the midst of challenging circumstances. We also pray today for all those known to us at home or in hospital who are journeying through illness, as we ask for your love, your presence, and your peace to be all-encompassing for them. And we bring them to you now in the quietness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And as we continue in prayer, we pray, we do not presume. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen." The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
We draw near to you as we invite you to draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
God, our Creator, you feed your children with the true manna, the living bread from heaven. Let this holy food sustain us through our earthly pilgrimage until we come to that place where hunger and thirst are no more, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Just before we sing our closing hymn, can we just remind people if they could stay in their seats at the end of the service until a steward indicates to you that you can leave. And we encourage people then to just make your way out either onto the lawn or towards the car park where you can have conversations at social distance. Our closing hymn this morning is a hymn that really encourages us to clothe ourselves with Christ and to allow all his qualities and characteristics to permeate our being. We hear the hymn, May the Mind of Christ My Saviour.